on Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Lazarus has raced up to Tiger Tara. Lazarus, Tiger Tara. Chicago Bull can't get there. Lazarus in front. Chicago Bull goes to second. But it's the great New Zealander, Lazarus. Lazarus has won the Inter Dominion.
And it's 25 to 11 here on Sky Sports Radio. We've consumed the entree. The barrier draws have been done. Bring on the main event. Is it the most exciting period of the year for you? Greg Hayes, good morning.
It surely is, Kev. Really looking forward to this. It is the Inter-Dominion Grand Finals on Saturday night at Melton, and can't wait to get into this show. A lot to talk about. We're going to catch up with Josh Dickey first up. He's got a couple of drives at the trials this morning in New Zealand at the workout, so he's going to join us off the top of the show to have a chat about Speeding Spur, who's drawn barrier one in the Trotters final. Now, Speeding Spur, he had to draw a gate to beat Tornado Valley, and that's exactly what he's got, because he's drawn one, Tornado Valley's drawn wide. We'll have a chat to him to see whether he thinks he can hold up. That's the most important thing, whether he'll hold for as long as he can. And we'll put the acid test on Josh this morning, because they race over the 2760. The track record, I wonder whether that's under any danger on Saturday night. It is 158.7 set by Sparkling Success. That was back in January this year. So, of course, Sparkling Success breaking down earlier this year. But 158.7 is the track record. We'll also catch up this morning with Crandell Getty. He's got On Pat's Delight. He would have been tickled pink with the barrier draw. We'll speak with him. So a couple of Kiwis on the show early. Then after that, we'll speak with someone from Team Tiger Tara, whether it be Kevin Pizzuto or Todd McCarthy. Spoke with Kev yesterday. He said, sweet. Tried to ring him this morning and he would have been working one of the horses. So we've just got Todd on standby. And we'll also catch up this morning with Ricky Alchin. Had a good chat with Ricky yesterday about Tough Monarch. And he is really happy with how the horse has come through the series. So he's got a great draw. He's drawn inside second row with the emergency coming out. And that should suit him perfectly. So that's what's coming up on the show today. Ricky pretty keen to hold the spot behind the leader if Speeding Spur does hold the spot behind the leader or holds the lead. So he obviously then would be behind the leader. And Ricky's still saying that there's some improvement in Tough Monarch, say, in the next 12 months, and believes that we still haven't seen the best of Tough Monarch. So interesting to catch up with Ricky a little bit later on in the show. If you haven't caught up with the latest markets, the market from tab.com.au, the favourite was $1.90 early for Tornado Valley. He's now into $1.70. Might see if our first guest is ready for us. And no, not yet. So he's just not ready for us at the moment, Josh Dickey. So we'll catch up with one of our guests in just a moment. So the market, I'll be able to pass on to you in just a moment, but it was $1.90 early for Tornado Valley. He's now into $1.70, and a Speeding Spur, who opened up at $2.70, is now out to $3.10. So interesting that there was support straight away. That was in the Trotters. Now, Pacers, it was a totally different story, because the barrier draw in the Pacers threw up a couple of curveballs, and there are so many permutations as to who would lead, who would sit back. And after the WA horse drew barrier number one in Galactic Star, would he hold, would he hand over? It has made this barrier draw very, very open. So Galactic Star in barrier one is a $6.50 chance. Can't Refuse, who drew barrier two, at $101. I'm Pat's Delight, barrier three, at $4.80. MacDoro, barrier four, $51. We know how fast he is from the gates. Spankham's drawn barrier five at $2.90. He's the favourite. Now, that would make him the most or the roughest favourite in the race since Bow Tide in an Inter-Dominion won his first Inter-Dominion, the first of his two. Maximan at $126. Tiger Tara is an $8 chance. San Carlo at $9 from the inside of the second row. Cruz Bromac at $4.50. Our Uncle Sam at $41. Rapper's Delight at $51. Audi Hair, the first emergency at $201. And Cash and Flow at $201. It was announced yesterday. Mark Purden will drive Spankum, the favourite. And the second of the Purden runners will be driven by Nat Rasmussen. But we're going to catch up with Crandall Getty this morning, who is the trainer of I'm Pat's Delight. He would have been very happy with his barrier draw. Barrier three for the four-year-old. I'm Pat's Delight, and he's joining me this morning to have a chat. Morning, Cran.
Good morning, Greg.
Mate, barrier three, could it have been any better?
Well, I think there's been a mistake. They must think I'm part Australian. What's happened? I'm a visitor.
You're meant to get barrier 11, barrier 12, barrier 13, aren't you?
Exactly. Anyway, no, we won't put that one back in the bin. We'll keep that one and roll with it.
I know after the third of the qualifying heats that Gavin Lang said swap his run with Cruz Bromac, and he thinks that he could have he would have won that qualifying heat. So Gavin Lang, your driver's obviously very, very happy with where the horse is at. What about you as the trainer? Are you happy with where the horse is at?
Yes, well I come into the series with an apprentice horse, I suppose you could say, Greg, and then he's actually just sort of got a percentage up than I thought he would, and he's actually recovered really good between runs. And we just did a light train run this morning, and he's actually sort of gone up a notch again, which he'll need to as well. But, so I'm going in sort of bullish to compared. If you asked me the same question 3 weeks ago, I sort of wouldn't be as flamboyant as I am now.
Gee, flamboyant's an interesting word you use, considering the clothes that you do wear. Gate speed. Look, in the big races in New Zealand, you weren't using him, especially in Cup Week. You've got to use it, don't you, on Saturday night?
Well, yeah. If we don't, we might as well not have the three draw, put it that way. It's sort of something we I feel quite privileged about to use Gavin, hence, he's a local here. He knows more about the form than I do. I can make a prediction, sure, but he's going to be further ahead than me, so... Sure, I'd love to be on the top end. You know, we'll instruct him to sort of be that way, but in saying that, the other six horses will be thinking the same. But he has an advantage of three, and he has got good speed and good stamina. So we've got a combination of both. So here we are, big day. Let's use it.
Let's use it.
That's it.
Wow. So you want to be in front?
I want to be in front of the last 6 inches of the race. So that's
No. Of course you do. Everyone does. But I want to know where you want to be after they've gone 600 metres.
Yeah, no, naturally. That's his forte, to be in front. He's really brave and strong in front. You know, if he can roll the front, and naturally we'll sort of say that for Gavin, if that's the place you want to be. And if he's in front, when there's a draw, we'll give him a shot. So, he'll stay there if he gets there, regardless of mid-race attacks, because he's sort of quite a relaxed horse, and he won't have a race if he gets sideboard or ruffled, which will happen. Like we saw, I think one of the last heats over there, I reckon about seven horses went to park in one of the heats, so it can happen. So they'll be circling in this, but that won't worry him.
Missing the New Zealand Cup, is that now a blessing in disguise?
I do think so, because he'd come into the Cup meeting, he'd only had two starts coming into it. I know it's a one-off race, but just the good old 2,200 metres, when they go the times of 353, 354, it can really ring them out. And as much as I'd love to be in there, it's my hometown, and it's just sort of our Taj Mahal of racing at the place. And, I feel good that I have missed it, but, he'll be bigger for this campaign, and next year we'll be in it. For this campaign, it's been a blessing.
No, there's no... been no big offers from the States or anything like that for him?
Oh, we don't answer the phone now. Cause
really? There has been?
No, well, as you well know, it's not publicised. There's been a lot of money flying around for him, but just to answer your question quickly, the owner, Pat Cabala, he's only 6-year-old now, and he if he put a big lump of money in his back pocket, it wasn't going to change his life, and so I stood back and sort of said, well, I won't make a comment because, he could get a snake bite tomorrow and something could happen bad, but anything can happen with horses. But yeah, I'm excited to run with the ride of putting him in these big races.
Okay, and have you worked out what happens, win, lose or draw after Saturday night? Are you going to look at the Chariots of Fire, Miracle Mile, things like that, or is he going to go for a break?
Yeah, well, that's his next sort of mission is the Chariots of Fire. I would love to be there. That's sort of the 4-year-old Indodom is the Chariots. It comes with a bit of prestige, and yeah, regardless of what stake it might be, it's a marvellous race. And if he did perform good there, well, you know, there's the big baby 2 weeks later. So, but anyway, I'm not one to jump too far ahead, but would love to have a go at that race, yes.
Well, what's it like when you sit down with Gavin Lang to give him instructions? Because I reckon the conversation between you and Gavin would be quite interesting, because you're two sort of different characters. You're a bit out there, and Gav doesn't say much, so it'd be a pretty interesting conversation.
Yeah, well, he's one of those guys, let me say, you get really response, but I do know it's sinking in. The cogs never stop turning with Gavin, but he physically or maybe he doesn't give you feedback, but I know the think bank will be going. So if he listens to me or not, who knows, but I'll let him wave his magic.
Was there any, when you booked him, was it always going to be heats and final? Was there any ever a thought that I might bring Ricky over, or I might bring over a driver for the final, or was it always going to be if I put someone on for the heats, they're staying on for the final?
Yes, well, that's what I did say to him. I should have hit him with that one first rather than after, because it just puts a bit more polish into the project, really, if he knows he's going to be there 2 weeks later with him. So that was the main priority, and I felt good. I did tell him that, and we arranged that, and he's putting the package together super for us.
All right, mate. Well, that's good to know. You want to be in front after 600? You want to be in front 6 inches from the line, 6 inches after the line? I know there's a lot of good judges who have backed you at big odds, so all the best of luck. Couldn't happen to a nicer bloke if you were to win it, so we wish you all the best of luck.
And no, win, lose, or draw, we'll have fun doing it, and whoever the winner is, we'll follow him to the party.
What colour shirt on Saturday night? Give us a hint.
Don't even know myself. You know us guys, when we show up, we open the wardrobe and that's, we grab what we see first, not like the...
That's not true. That is not true. You would have had your wardrobe picked out a long time before what's in front of your eyes.
Yeah, then might. We might be on the size this week.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Thank you.
There he is, Crandell Getty. Wow. Okay. So I'm Pat's Delight is going forward and wants to hold the front. Well, that throws a cat amongst the pigeons. The Galactic Star team would want to be going forward. Now, obviously, there's going to be a few ducks and drakes thrown up amongst the different rivals throughout the week, you would say, but that's talking tough. And Gavin Lang did say that he thought if he had had the run that Cruz Bromac had on Saturday night at Cranbourne, that he would have beaten Cruz Bromac. So that's very interesting. Kevin Pizzuto, we're going to try and catch up with Kevin Pizzuto. I would suggest that he is going to be talking tough despite drawing barrier 7 with Tiger Tara. Now, Tiger Tara obviously had that very tough run in the New Zealand Cup. And then not everything went right in the New Zealand free-for-all. He came out night one of the series, and he was driven very well by Toddy McCarthy. And everything looked to be spot on because he came back. Toddy looked after him. He hit the line, and he was full of running. Night two, they went around to the chair. They looked after him again. They turned it into a sprint home, but everything was right at Ballarat. Then night three, he went to the front, and he led. Look, our Uncle Sam got very close to him, but he was able to hang on. And it looks like that the three runs, Todd saying after that third run, that if anything, he felt like he needed another run. So maybe, you know, Kev giving him another nice hit out might mean that the horse is going to be cherry ripe by Saturday night. And drawn barrier 7, they can be nice and aggressive with him. So we're going to hear from one of a team Tiger Tara very soon, whether it be Kevin Pizzuto or, okay, Kevin Pizzuto's joining us. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Greg.
Well, mate, you've got him back from New Zealand. Night one was perfect. Night two, he did his job. And night three, he's back into the winner's list. You must be very happy with how your bloke is going into the final.
Yeah, no, definitely. Pulled up enormous after that run. Hasn't left a grain in his feed bin yet. I'm very happy.
Toddy's saying that everything felt right. Obviously, New Zealand's now just a distant memory. Barrier 7's probably the biggest drawback for you on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, we've got options there. We'll just play it by ear when the gate lets them go.
Yeah. You've got a very talented reinsman in the sulky who can make his mind up in a split second. And one of his biggest attributes is that he's a very, very good gate driver. If you do want to go forward at the start, he can get one off the arm. So if you do want to fly the gate and throw your hand, you know, and roll that dice early, he can get one off the gate very quickly.
Yeah, nah, we've definitely got options there. So I know my horse can stay all day, and he can do work early and finish it off. Like, there's a fair few in that front line. If they burn too hard early, they won't get home.
Well, how many of the rivals in the race on Saturday night do you think could have done what Tiger Tara did in the New Zealand Cup and still run second like he did? Do you think that there's any of the other horses in the race on Saturday night could have done what he did in the New Zealand Cup?
Depends on the day, but he went enormous. Well, not many horses can do what he can do. Well, it was probably the biggest run in history, so he deserved to win, but he never won, so we're going to have a crack again.
Yeah. When do you make your mind up? When do you, like, will you go through videos, or do you wait until Saturday and see how the horse feels and sit down with Todd and say, yep, we're going to make our mind up on Saturday afternoon or Saturday night and say, yeah, look, we're going to have to go forward or we're going to have to go back? When will you make your mind up on what you're going to do?
I'll talk to Todd tonight off the race, probably an hour before the race. We're pretty genuine man, Todd, so we'll just play it by ear. Like, his running last week was enormous. He was probably the best run of the whole meeting, I reckon, because he done work out wide out the gate early, went to lead, and still finished it off. And Todd didn't really rev him up where he should have, so he could have won probably a bit further, but he didn't. He looked after him, and that's how it is.
Yeah. And last year you ran third in the Inter-Dominion final behind Lazarus.
Yep.
You're on third? Yep. And it was a great run last year. Is he better this year than he was last year?
Yeah, no, definitely. I've changed his shoeing a bit now, so he'll definitely have 100% more gate speed this Saturday. So if we've got to use it, we'll be using it.
Okay. I get the feeling you're going forward, Kev.
Like I said, we've got options. Tiger's a good sit horse too. So, but if we have to do work early, we have to do work early. I know my
yeah, sure.
We finish them off.
Obviously, the, you know, with horses like Spankham and Cruise Bromac and making runs in the race, and we've just had Crandell Getty on, and that they say they want to go forward and lead all the way. I just get the feeling that it's going to be very hard to win this race coming from the tail of the field, and I think the winner's going to be one from the first couple. So I think it's going to be an exciting race. So I wish you all the best of luck, Kev. Tiger Tari deserves another big win. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, he'll get another big win, no doubt. He'll be right. Thanks, mate.
Good luck, mate. Thank you.
There
he is, Kevin Pizzuto. He's the trainer of Tiger Tara. He's been very reserved this series. He's let his horse do the talking, and he's currently an $8 chance with fixed odds after being as short as 450 throughout the series, but he's now back out to $8 after drawing barrier 7. And, well, I don't think Ashley Brennan's going to be in Kev's good books, because Ashley Brennan drew the barrier yesterday at the at the Breakfast of Champions. So she's not in the good books. All right, Ricky Alchin is there. We'll catch up with Ricky And of course, he is the trainer of Tough Monarch, and will have his first starter in the Inter-Dominion on Saturday night. Tough Monarch has drawn Barrier 9, but if Illawong Armstrong, the first emergency, doesn't get a run, he will start from inside the second row, and he's joining me on the show. Morning, Ricky.
How are you, Greg?
Mate, really well. Barrier 8, if everything goes right and the emergency doesn't get a run, you happy with that?
Yeah, look, I am. I actually, you know, providing there's no scratching and the emergency doesn't get a run, I think it's a really good draw for him. Just looking at the barrier draw there, you'd think there'd be a fair bit of speed on early, so he won't have to be in that hustle or bustle and still should lob pretty good on speeding spurs back. So, no, really happy with it.
Mate, how's he come through the series?
Really well. I mean, I've never trained a horse for an Inter-Dominion series, and it's a tough series, so you're three runs in the week. But I had him, you know, bit leading into the first one. So then, you know, the three runs, you're sort of a bit easy on him and that. And he actually gained weight and looked $1 million by the third heat. So, I mean, he's feeling really, really good.
So what's the plan on Saturday night? If you do follow Speeding Spur in the early stages, will you be moving off his back? Do you just plan to basically put Tough Monarch's nose on his helmet and follow him right throughout?
Look, I mean, it's a long distance race, 2,700, so there'll be plenty of time to make a decision. I've always said I'd love to see him in a race like this when the speed's on, and camped off the speed, he'll run home. So I'd love to see him tucked away and the speed genuine the whole race. Like, you know, if Tornado Valley finds the front and gets an easy quarter, well, you're virtually handing the race to him. You know, if there's something there that can keep him a bit honest, well, that'll really put my bloke into it.
And, mate, what about if, say, Tornado Valley and Speeding Spur go at it for the first 400 metres of the race and Tornado Valley's trying to cross Speeding Spur and they go really hard, will Tough Monarch be able to hold Speeding Spurs back? And, you know, if Monty Python and Save Our Pennies are trying to angle in, does your guy have enough speed to hold that spot?
Yep, he definitely does. I mean, he did Barrier 2 in the first heat, and I didn't utilise his gate speed just because, you know, it's obviously a point system and to get into the final, so I was just very cautious that night. He does actually have good gate speed, so I'm quite confident I can hold their back. It's not just Speeding Spur and Tornado Valley. Like, you got to throw Save Our Pennies in too. Like, there's some chance of maybe even crossing Speeding Spur. So I'm sure that the first 400 meters of the race will be run at a good tempo. So my bloke will have to be, you know, holding Pegasus, Speeding Spurs back, sorry. So that's the plan.
Gee, he's obviously had his little issues in Sydney. You seem to have ironed out all the chinks in his armour down here in Victoria, and he's trotting very well at the moment, touch wood.
Don't jinx me, Hazy. he's always had a few chinks in his armour from day one. It's not just Menangle. He's a horse that's taking a long time to mature mentally. He's always had the ability. So, you know, every time we've spelled him and brought him back, he's been better, and this time's been no exception. Like, touch wood, his manners have been really good. And, yeah, he's happy and he's feeling well, and I couldn't be happier with him leading into the race.
Does he go for a spell straight after Saturday night?
I'll just weigh up our options with him, how long. He'll definitely have a little let up, but, yeah, we'll just wait and see what we do with him. I think there's another race on down here. So we're just going to keep our options open with him, what happens next. But, yeah, he'll definitely have a little let up.
All right. Well, congratulations in getting an Inter-Dominion finalist. And you have family coming down to watch the final on Saturday night?
Yeah, we do. Actually, my pop, he's 87, Russell Halfley. He's sort of what got all of us boys involved in the sport, and he loves it. He watches every race we're in. And he was telling me he's been the one in the Dominion, and that was when Caduceus won, and there was 50,000 people there. So Pop's actually coming to Melton on Saturday night. He's never been to Melton before, let alone for the Inter-Dominion, so he's quite excited. I'm quite excited to have him there because I'm sure he'll be proud no matter where the horse runs.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Mate, all the best of luck, and great to hear that Russ is making the trip down to watch you compete. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, Greg.
There he is, Ricky Alchin, the trainer of Tough Monarch, and we wish him all the best of luck. Good luck to all the New South Wales representatives in the Inter-Dominion. Well done to the Randos getting Rompers Monarchy through. She's drawn barrier number 4 in the Trotters final. Of course, Red Hot Tooth owned by Graham Bullock up there Bathurst way. And it's drawn barrier 13. It's a $101 chance. John Dickey's going to join us. He, of course, is Josh's dad. Josh driving in those trials over in New Zealand. But I thought we'd catch up with John. John, of course, is the co-trainer of Speeding Spur. And he's joining me on the show this morning. Morning, John.
Hey, Greg. How are you, mate?
Mate, really well. You happy with how Speeding Spur's got through the 2 weeks so far?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's raced with credit, Greg, and we're very pleased with that. Yep.
Barrier one. That must have been a huge blessing for you yesterday.
Definitely. I mean, the way Andy's trot is going, as you know, it would have been harder to beat with a bad draw. With a good draw, there's a half a chance for us, Greg.
Ballarat, the two of them raced one another. Tornado Valley was able to cross Speeding Spur, but it got very, very tight. What are your thoughts on what will happen on Saturday night? Do you think Speeding Spur's a chance if they were to go head-and-head for the first 400 metres? Do you think Speeding Spur can hold him?
I'm not sure, Greg, to be honest. As I say, I've watched Andy's horse on different many occasions, and he's got sheer speed. One thing our horse lacks now is probably the sheer speed. Having said that, he does roll off the gate pretty good, Greg, and... biggest thing would be, first of all, is holding Gav out, which I think he can do, and the rest we'll just leave it up to Josh. You sort of got to get around the first bend and worry about yourself before you start worrying about other horses, Greg. That's what I believe.
Yeah, sure. So in saying that, the 2760, do you think that plays in your favour? The fact that the final is over a further trip.
Oh, definitely. As you know, it's been sort of there's no. Rules that people know that he's actually broken down twice, Greg, and he's probably lost a bit of speed that he used to have when he won the Southern Star as a 4-year-old. He was 3 years. It was 3 years ago, then he'd been injured twice. So for sheer speed, he probably lost a wee bit, but he sort of makes it up and it's just sort of grounding away, Greg, yeah.
Is he, when he was in New Zealand on Cup Week, and like he does stretch his neck and he tries his guts out, there's no doubt about that. To me, he looks a little bit different from Cup Week to how he is here in Australia. He doesn't seem to be extending the neck quite as much. Is he doing everything the same, or have you changed anything a little bit?
Well, we certainly haven't changed anything, and it's something I haven't picked up on myself, to be honest. I'm not sure, really. Somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, he just, I think he's going better here in Australia than he was in Cup Week there in New Zealand. He obviously won New Zealand free-for-all on the Tuesday, and then he was beaten in the Dominion on the Friday. I don't know what it is. He's racing very well here in Australia. What do you do with him after Saturday? Have you made your mind up?
Not quite, Greg. I'm pretty sure we're coming back for the Great Southern Star. It's a race he's won before, and Andy's beaten us on a different occasion after that. And this year, particularly, it's sponsored by Woodland Stud, and the horse is owned by Woodland Stud, Greg. And first and foremost, I think we'll be eyeing up that race and planning an attack around that, Greg, yeah.
All right. Well, mate, all the best of luck on Saturday night. It should be an absolute cracker. Tornado Valley and Speeding Spur, they've been the two standout trotters throughout the series, and the barrier draw has made it that it should be a war of attrition. Looking forward to it. Congratulations on getting the horse back on the two or three occasions. It's been fantastic, and we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you, Greg. We'll be trying.
There he is, John Dickey, the co-trainer of Speeding Spur. And, of course, his son Josh will take the drive on Saturday night. So Speeding Spur, the second favourite at $3.10 behind Tornado Valley at $1.70. Now, don't forget, on Thursday morning from 9:35, we're going to have more on the Inter-Dominion Finals on Racing HQ. Andrew Bensley, myself, Adam Hamilton, We'll also catch up with another couple of the trainers, but I look forward to joining Hoss for that on Racing HQ on Thursday. Went a little bit over this morning, Kev, with the Inner Dominion. Looking forward to Saturday night and tonight in the gig, 6 o'clock on Sky Racing 2. Jason Bonington, Ben Way. Our special guest is Natalie Rasmussen. She's going to talk about the decision to drive Cruz Bromac and why she chose not to drive Spankham. So make sure you join us tonight on In the Gig from 6 o'clock on Sky Racing 2.